You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers Mock Draft Monday. We'll be checking in with The Athletic's Dane Brugler, his latest mock draft. We're not checking in with him, we're checking in with his mock draft. He's one of the best in the biz, been doing it for a long time, and so I think his opinions and his projections carry a little bit of weight. And the latest mock from the Draft Network, they drop a new mock every Monday, so we'll see what they have the 49ers doing in their latest mock. And your questions, I asked everybody for an either or for the mailbag segment on today's show, tied in with Mock Draft Monday, your off-season options. You give me two options, two or more options, and feel free to keep these coming, and I'll try some more of yours because it was pretty popular. A lot of people dropped some questions on me. I definitely won't be able to get to all of them, but you give me two options, and I choose the best route for the 49ers to take this offseason. At BD Peacock on Twitter is where you can find me. You can also email the show LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. We'll get into some more of your questions throughout the week. Try to do one segment at least of listener questions every episode throughout the offseason. And wow, what an offseason. It's looking like this is going to be tons of questions to be answered. We'll see if I can answer some of them on today's program. Let's start with Dane Brugler of The Athletic's latest mock draft. This is Brugler's third iteration of mock drafts, and there is a trade that really shakes up, a couple of them actually, that shake up the top 12 or so picks. In fact, it goes deeper into the draft because of some teams that are in the back half of the first round getting into the first round. But let's cover up to where the 49ers select and start with pick one, which is pretty chalk here with the Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, quarterback. He just had his pro day, going number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number two is the New York Jets selecting Zach Wilson out of BYU. And it's really cool the way The Athletic did their mock is they have the beat writer from each team reacting to Dane's selection. So you can go see what each team thinks about what he thought about the way the draft would go. So sort of a cross-checking of, you know, the person who covers the team the closest with the guy who covers the draft closest coming together with an article. And I love some of the things that The Athletic is doing in that regard. The third selection is where there is a big trade. The Carolina Panthers move up from 8 to 3 with the Miami Dolphins to select quarterback Justin Fields. So boom, 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 three quarterbacks off the board to begin the draft. And the Dolphins gain some extra selections and move back to 8. And I really like that for the Dolphins. To me, it's either the Dolphins stick with Tua or they trade for Deshaun Watson, and that's it. And if they do stick with Tua, they can go offensive tackle Penei Sewell at 3, or they can move back because there's not that many non-quarterback prospects worthy of going really high in this draft. So you could force a position, you could go wide receiver, but there's still going to be one of those tackles, one of those receivers there for Miami at pick 8. So to me, this is a no-brainer, and I think a really smart move for them. I think pick 3, pick 4, and maybe pick 6 with the Eagles is where most of the trade involvement will happen from teams trying to move up in the upcoming draft, if I had to guess right now in the middle of February. Atlanta Falcons go on to take offensive tackle Penei Sewell at 4. The Bengals going with Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida. Top 5 is high for a tight end, but this is he's the real deal, Kyle Pitts. He's not the blocker that someone like George Kittle is, so I think he would be a lot closer to somebody like Travis Kelce in Kansas City. That's the style of player he is. Just look at him as a weapon on offense, a receiver. You can put him in line, but you could split him out and play him in the slot or even outside all day if you wanted to. Philadelphia Eagles taking the first wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. Another trade. This is the Washington football team moving all the way up from 19 to 7, jumping in front of a number of teams to draft a quarterback, Trey Lance. So the fourth quarterback off the board here in this mock at 7. Dolphins go on to select Devontae Smith, wide receiver from Alabama, who some people projected them at 3 anyway. So love the trade down from Miami. Broncos go cornerback Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech. Cowboys take Patrick Surtain, corner from Alabama to the Dallas Cowboys. And that's a tough scenario for the 49ers because there's those six players. And we all know that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be there for the 49ers at 12. But the other three quarterbacks and the two top corners, Farley, Surtain, Fields, Wilson, Lance. One of those players would ideally fall to the 49ers at 12 and make their selection, I think, a lot easier. When that doesn't happen, then things get more difficult. And that is the scenario that happened in this mock draft. Pick 11, New York Giants going with wide receiver Jalen Waddle, which I've seen a lot now in a lot of mocks with them going with a speedy wide receiver from Alabama. Second Alabama wide receiver off the board. And now Brugler has a trade at pick 12. The Niners trading out of the 12th pick in this draft. They move down to pick 23, where the New York Jets are scheduled to select for the second time in the first round. They move up with the 49ers, and they take Rashawn Slater, the offensive lineman out of Northwestern at 12, and the Niners, in return, get Sam Darnold. That's an interesting one. So the 49ers leveraging their first-round pick to move down to get Sam Darnold but not have to give up any extra picks because they still pick later in round one. Actually, I take that back. They had to give up a second-round pick next year along with this. So to me, that's actually too much because that's a lot of value already to go from 23 to 12. So that extra pick being thrown in there next year to me is too much. I would understand the value of getting Sam Darnold in exchange for swapping first rounders with the Jets. I don't know if I would even do that because I think that might be a little bit high for what Sam Darnold's value is, because you could be asking for a future first by itself to go from 23 to 12. And I wouldn't give up a future first for Sam Darnold. I've been on record. I think at maximum, a second round pick for Darnold, they're giving up a future second and the swap. So too much. But if you take out that extra second round pick, it is a way for the 49ers to add a quarterback and not have to give up a certain number of picks. They would still be drafting in the first round this year. That's interesting. Let me know how you feel about that one at BD Peacock on Twitter. So let's fast forward down to pick 23 and see what the 49ers do there. And by the way, there's a couple other trades in this mock, lots of trades, and I love it. I love the mock drafts that have trades because, look, it's not, no mock is going to be correct anyway, so it's not like it's more wrong if there are trades, and there are going to be trades in the real draft. So that's more fun to play with scenarios and see where teams could move around and what makes sense and get the value for the players they're looking at getting. So the 49ers, after the trade down at number 23 overall, select Quiddy Pay, the edge rusher from Michigan. And I want to watch more of Pay because a lot of people have Pay going to the 49ers in some drafts recently, and there is a possibility that the Niners do end up taking an edge very early. And so I want to start to separate these guys a little bit more. And there's no top 10 slam dunk type of edge rusher in this draft, but there are some talented players. So I want to watch a lot of them more. And in the first pass I took at watching Pay, I didn't think he was top half of the first round selection, even though I've seen him mocked at pick 12. I think I would like it a lot better at pick 23, but I want to go back and watch more and maybe see if I'm missing out on certain players, maybe some that I didn't give enough time to, and I will devote a lot more time, especially the top guys. It's been a little bit since I went through those, so those shows are to come, by the way, here on Locked On 49ers. I'm going to get deep into every single position group. The ones the 49ers will be looking at heavily, probably multiple times, and even the position groups, the 49ers might not be even diving into it all on draft day. We'll still check out those positions as it pertains to draft prospects in 2021, because I could totally see the 49ers. They're going to need an edge rusher, and every team probably needs offensive linemen and defensive linemen and pass rush. So, and the Niners especially, because that's how they want to build their team. I've talked about it before. They want the roster to orbit around the strength of their defensive line. So nobody should be surprised at all if the 49ers draft a first-round defensive lineman yet again. All right, let's move on to the Draft Network's latest mock draft. What do they have the 49ers doing? And your questions, Mock Draft Monday, either or edition, coming up. How bizarre is the start to the 2021 offseason? Well, you can find odds on things like where Deshaun Watson will be traded, Carson Wentz, where Russell Wilson will be traded. What's going on? But even though the games are over, there's so much to bet on, so much fun you can have, so many ways to win at BetOnline with NFL futures, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball is about to get going in the spring, and of course, March Madness. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Table games, you like to play poker, blackjack, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code either, Locked On, to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a Black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. Let's move to thedraftnetwork.com. Our friends there at the Draft Network drop fresh new mock drafts every single Monday. And this time it was Brently Wiseman, his fifth mock draft of the season so far. And there are more trades here. And again, quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3. This time it's the Jets taking Justin Fields out of Ohio State, number 2, after Trevor Lawrence goes number 1 from Clemson. And Zach Wilson then goes 3rd overall. And again, like Brugler's mock, it is the Carolina Panthers going from 8 to 3. And this might be the best opportunity for the Panthers to get their next quarterback. They have a stopgap quarterback, a veteran player in place, Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think they're going to be able to move Bridgewater and his current contract. And he might be the perfect player to start in front of a rookie quarterback. So it makes a lot of sense for the Panthers to get aggressive trading up in the draft to make sure they secure their guy there, because it doesn't seem like things are lining up for them in the trade market. Although I could see Sam Darnold being a fit in Carolina as well to have a competition with Teddy Bridgewater. But they go Zach Wilson, number 3. Then the Falcons, Penei Sewell, offensive tackle at 4. Kyle Pitts again to the Bengals at 5, which has become a popular pick, as has Jamar Chase at 6 to the Philadelphia Eagles, taking the first wide receiver off the board. Then, again like Brugler's mock, Washington moves up to pick 7 from 19 and selects Trey Lance. Very interesting. A lot of similarities there between these two mock drafts. 8 is Jaylen Waddle to the Dolphins, who move down from 3 to 8. Then the Broncos at 9 take Caleb Farley, cornerback. Dallas Cowboys at 10 take Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle from Northwestern. Devontae Smith, wide receiver from Alabama, goes to the New York Giants at 11. That leaves cornerback Patrick Surtain of the Alabama Crimson Tide at 12 for your San Francisco 49ers. And this would be an easy selection. As I mentioned before, talking about Brugler's mock, there's 6 players that I think would make would be the easiest selections for the 49ers there, and it's the 4 top quarterbacks or the 2 top corners, and one of those players was left here, and it was Patrick Surtain of Alabama. So that's just a really easy one, and that pick makes a lot of sense. But interesting that both of those mock drafts that we checked in with today had Carolina moving up for a quarterback at 3 and had Washington moving up for Trey Lance at 7 with the Detroit Lions. Very interesting in indeed. Let's move to your questions now. And I've got a ton of them, so we'll see how many of these we can get through either. Or let's start with, where are we? How about Solomon on Twitter? He says, these options are under the assumption Trent Williams is re-signed. Okay, is not re-signed. Excuse me. So Trent Williams leaves via free agency. That is a scenario that we haven't really talked a lot about. And not really a scenario I like for the 49ers, but that is a possibility, and that's Solomon's scenario here. Option A, Darisaw at 12, Myers in the 2nd, multiple picks on safety, defensive back, edge for the rest of the draft. Hate option A so far. I haven't even heard option B, and I already know it's going to be option B for me with this. Let's see. Option B, J.C. Horn at 12, or a trade back, Eisenberg, late 1st round at offensive tackle, or early 2nd, so that would be after the trade back, and then multiple picks on safety, defensive back, and edge. Oh, I don't like either one of these options, to be honest with you. I would say J.C. Horn after a trade back, I like that better than at 12, so I would definitely take that. And then Eisenberg, one of the other offensive tackles, if you're moving up from the 2nd round, maybe into the 1st, or just taking him at pick 44, I could see that. Then you're going edge probably after that. But you didn't get a backup quarterback yet. Man, it's just not. And look, you have a lot of money in free agency if you don't sign Trent Williams. So where does that $20 million per year go annually? Can you sign a top corner? Can you sign an edge rusher or something like that? So that might take that need off the table, so you're not forced into all of those other draft picks or need, because I already hate drafting so heavily for needs. It's like, okay, we need these three things and we have to draft these three things in some order with the first three picks. That's not the ideal way to go about things. And so you want to have needs taken care of as much as possible in free agency so you can draft the best player. If the best player on the board is Kyle Pitts at 12, then you should draft him and not be forced to take an offensive tackle or a corner or something like that. So I don't love either one of these options. I would definitely take option B, which was the trade down and take J.C. Horn option. Maybe that means they spent money on offensive tackle that wasn't Trent Williams in free agency, or maybe center Corey Linsley or something like that, or maybe an edge rusher. So there would be one less need on draft day, so you could focus on some other positions on day two of the draft, and you're collecting extra picks, though. So trade down is usually never a problem for me. Anyway, let's check out Rashawn Slater or Kwity Paye. I would say Rashawn Slater as of now, but I mean, you can always use offensive linemen. Kwity Paye, though, again, I have to go back and watch more Kwity Paye because I wasn't blown away the first time I watched him, but everyone seems to like Kwity Paye a lot, and I've seen his name skyrocket recently, which is odd because there haven't been any workouts or anything like that to make his value jump. So I'm going to go back and watch Kwity Paye a lot more, probably in the next coming week, because it's starting to bother me that I'm seeing his name so much and I'm a little bit lukewarm on him in the middle of the first round. Jason on Twitter says, option A, Trey Lance at 12. Okay, I like where we're going with this already, because that means he fell to the 49ers at 12. They did not have to trade up. At 44, interior offensive lineman Creed Humphrey, center from Oklahoma, and Paulson Adebo, the corner from Stanford at 103. Okay, option A is solid so far. You're getting a quarterback, you're getting a center, and you're getting a corner that I think would be a fit for the 49ers that they may like in Paulson Adebo. And then option B is trade number 12 for 20 and 52. So who's 20? That means the Chicago Bears are trading up to draft probably Trey Lance there at pick 12, and the 49ers gain an extra second rounder. Okay, well, let's see if this haul is better. J.C. Horn at 20 from South Carolina, the cornerback. That's popular on a lot of these tweets I'm seeing today. Jason Owe from Penn State, defensive end. Javon Holland, safety from Oregon. And Quinn Miners, interior offensive lineman from Wisconsin Whitewater. That is option B. So you're getting an extra player there, but those players don't really blow me away. I'm absolutely taking option A here, going with Trey Lance, the quarterback there. Although I might do a mixture. I kind of like Quinn Miners at pick 103. The small school guy, Wisconsin Whitewater, that dominated at the Senior Bowl. Creed Humphrey's got some injuries. And, you know, the Oklahoma prospect there, he is a good prospect. I'm fine with it, but I would rather spend that if I'm going quarterback in round one at either corner or edge at 44, hopefully, then come back with that interior offensive lineman a little bit later. So kind of a combo if I had to pick and choose from the players that were available in these two options, but I would choose the Trey Lance option easily here of those two. Ooh, here's a good one from Robbie on Twitter. He says, either trade all the way up to get Zach Wilson or trade back into the 20s for Mac Jones. I like the idea of trading back, gaining more picks. Obviously, Zach Wilson, I like a lot more than Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones might be there for the 49ers at 44, so they wouldn't even have to trade up or trade down in this case from 12. So I'm going to take Zach Wilson in a trade up because give me the best quarterback in this scenario. And if I'm drafting Mac Jones, I'm definitely not moving down to take him in the first round, and I'm definitely not moving up from 44 to take him. If he's there at 44 and they didn't take a first round quarterback, then we can talk about Mac Jones, but I'm not going higher than 44. Oh man, so many of these. Let's see if I can hit all of them. I definitely can't, but I'm going to try to go fast. Surtain or Farley at 12. Wow, if they were both on the board, that'd be fantastic for the 49ers. I really like both of them. Surtain is the one who played all season. He's polished. His dad played in the league. He's ready to go, plug and play. If you want somebody to start week one, year one, you could plug in Patrick Surtain. I think you'll be fine at one of your outside corner spots. Farley, I think, has more juice. He's super athletic, but he didn't play. He opted out this year. He's a former wide receiver. Doesn't have the polish that Surtain has, but could end up being a better player because he's more athletic. I don't think both of them are going to be on the board for the 49ers. I think it's a better chance that neither of them are there than that both of them are there at number 12, but it is possible. I will choose Caleb Farley, swing for the fences with the more athletic player. And for those of you who are not familiar with Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech, I mean, he's got all the length, 6'1", 6'2". He was on Bruce Feldman's freaks list. He does this annual freaks of college football. He's got, you know, 4.3 speed, and he's clocked at over 24 miles per hour on the GPS trackers, according to Bruce Feldman's article, which if you are paying attention to those trackers when it comes to the 49ers, the fastest ball carrier in the NFL the last 2 years was the 49ers' own Raheem Mostert, and it was 23 miles per hour. So that's the type of speed we're talking about with Farley, and he has some ball skills, former wide receiver, although maybe he's playing defense because his ball skills weren't great, didn't have the greatest hands in the world, but the way he closes on the ball, I would swing for the fences on Farley's freakish athleticism. All right, more Locked On 49ers either or mailbag next. February has become my get in shape month. It's the way my life has gone the last couple of years, and after February, I was doing so well, things fell apart for me in March. Trying to get back there now in February. A big part of that for me is Built Bar, because it is a guilt-free snack. It tastes delicious. You don't feel like you're missing out on anything, yet you're getting all this protein and high fiber in a low-sugar, low-calorie snack. Are you hungry? Do you need a snack? Do you want something that tastes good but won't ruin your diet? It's easy. Built Bar. Power your workout. You need something to get you between meals. You're on a long drive. Pull out a Built Bar. You're good to go on your commute. You forgot breakfast. Grab yourself a Built Bar. For me, I've become a pandemic golfer. Still not very good. Grab a Built Bar in your bag. You're not cranking back some crazy chili dog at the turn. Get a Built Bar. Get that protein inside you and power through the back nine. Best of all, you can go to BuiltBar.com and get 20% off with promo code Locked On. Go to BuiltBar.com. Promo code Locked On. You'll get 20% off your next order of Built Bars. To Hind or Hind on Twitter, Mac Jones at 12 or Kyle Trask at 43. Did the 49ers move up one spot from 44 to 43 to get him? Trask. Yeah, I'll take Trask in round two over Mac Jones in round one pretty easily, because I think Mac Jones and Kyle Trask are closer together than Mac Jones and the top four quarterbacks in this class. John on Twitter says Pitts or Waddle at 12. That is Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida, and Jalen Waddle, speedy wide receiver from Alabama. Or trade down and get Ojulari, Azeez Ojulari from Georgia, just a super explosive edge rusher. I just don't want to see the 49ers spend high resources on a wide receiver that's sub 6 feet tall like Jalen Waddle, even though he's dynamically fast and get down the field and run after catch. And I think Kyle Shanahan would have fun for him. He'd be fun in the offense. Wide receiver at 12 doesn't make a lot of sense. And really, Kyle Pitts, even though he's a tight end, you could definitely play him every down with George Kittle. You could split him out, and he's essentially a big wide receiver. But the option of trading down and adding picks and getting such a dynamic edge rusher like Azeez Ojulari, I will take that option for sure. I don't know if Ojulari is going to be John Lynch's cup of tea in the draft. He's undersized, but so was Dee Ford. He's that mold. He's more of a stand-up outside linebacker type. He's explosive off the edge. He has a motor. He keeps on coming, which I love. It's so important when it comes to pass rushers, is somebody that just is relentless in getting after the quarterback. He can close on athletic quarterbacks like Kyler Murray that you have to play a few times a year. So the problem is he's only 6'3", 240. That's what he's listed. And sometimes players come in even smaller than that. So we'll see what he's like arm length wise. And, you know, if he is 6'3", closer to 250 and has long enough arms, 32 inches plus, you know, closer to 33 or 34 inch arms, then yeah, give it that all day long. Give me Ojulari at 12 if that's the case. So we'll see what it's going to be a big pro day at Georgia with Azeez Ojulari. See what kind of speed he is, because he might even be forced into some off-ball linebacker stuff instead of a pure pass rusher if he's too small, because I think he came into college at like 210 pounds or, you know, one of those things. So we'll see if he's up closer to 250 and has long arms. Then, yeah, give me Azeez Ojulari, one of my favorites from my first pass of edge rushers in this class. Oh, man, this is a tough one from Jeremy on Twitter. Devontae Smith or Patrick Surtain? I'm going to go Devontae Smith because I think Devontae Smith is pretty special. And I just talked about how the 49ers don't need a wide receiver at 12 and maybe not the biggest wide receiver. He is over 6 feet at least, but he only weighs about 175 pounds. He's really skinny, but his weight hasn't mattered at all on the field. He is so good, and he was better than both Alabama wide receivers that came out last year in Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs. And I thought Jerry Jeudy was the wide receiver one in last year's class, and Devontae Smith is better than that. Patrick Surtain's a really good prospect, and he's rock solid. I just think Devontae Smith could be a difference maker, and if he's still there at 12, I would have no problem with the 49ers going there. The need might be there at corner. If you can address corner in free agency, then it'd make me feel a lot better about Devontae Smith, and that would be just such a fantastic. He's just going to be a really good receiver in the NFL, I think. CNick93 on Twitter has been hitting the mock draft machine at Pro Football Focus hard. He's got a couple of options here. This one, he has the 49ers trading up with the Miami Dolphins to pick 3 and selecting BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. They give up this year's first, number 12. They give up next year's first round pick. They give up their second round pick this year. And they give up their second round pick next year. So 2 firsts and 2 seconds for pick number 3 in Zach Wilson. It's a lot to give up. That is close to Deshaun Watson trade value. So I would hope they would have offered those things to Deshaun Watson first, and that trade could not happen before they do a trade like this to go up and get an unknown in the draft, even though he's a really good prospect that I think would be fantastic for the 49ers in Zach Wilson. It's expensive. Here's the other option. Well, I already see this, and I'm taking option B because the 49ers get a quarterback and don't have to trade up. Yeah, Trey Lance at 12 without trading up. I love it. And then, in fact, he actually trades down in the second round. Wait, did the 49ers pick 43 or 44? Now I'm seeing both everywhere, and I thought the 49ers were picking 44 in round 2. It's 44, right? Anyway, Trey Lance from North Dakota State at pick 12. They trade down from 43 to 52 here. They add a third round pick and what looks to be, what, a fourth or fifth round pick on top of it, and take at 52 center Landon Dickerson from Alabama. I'm taking Lance at 12 without trading up easily over giving up 2 firsts and 2 seconds to get Zach Wilson. Even though I do like Zach Wilson, and I would have him a hair above Lance. I like Lance a lot, and I think they're somewhat close as prospects. And if Lance would have played an extra college season that was as good as his first college season, then I might have Lance above Zach Wilson anyway. So, yeah, give me option B all day long on that one. Even though Landon Dickerson, a lot of injuries, and I know he's a good prospect and was a 5-star recruit and all that, just like everybody at Alabama, but so many injuries for Landon Dickerson scares me a little bit for him in the second round. But I like him better after a trade down for sure. Here's one. Here's another one, actually, from the PFF mock draft machine. Justin Fields. They're going up with Atlanta to make a trade for Justin Fields here. This one cheaper than the last trade to go up and get. And there's more selections for these later on in these drafts, but I don't want to get into the minutiae of 6th and 7th round draft picks on today's program. Round 1 here is the 49ers moving up from 12, giving up a 2nd round draft pick and a 4th round draft pick. That's really good value. If all it takes is throwing in a 2nd next year and a 4th rounder this year, or no, 102, that would be the late 3rd rounder, the solid pick this year. So a 3rd this year and a 2nd rounder next year to go from 12 to 4. That's pretty good value for the 49ers to secure your quarterback. In this case, Justin Fields. I like that option. Let's see what option B is. in this one, Trevor Lawrence falls. So, which is the same trade moving up to Atlanta's pick 4. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. I know there's some glitches in some of these mock draft machines, and it's really hard to make one player go in one spot every single time. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to be there at 4 for the 49ers to move up. But if they can secure a quarterback in the 1st round without giving up another 1st round pick aside from 12, that would be a fantastic option for the 49ers, which is why I'm circling, you know, Atlanta Falcons at 4. Maybe that might cost a 1st, though. Maybe 6. Pick 6. Philadelphia Eagles. The chart value says maybe that's a 2nd rounder to move up there. Then things start to get a lot more palatable trading up for a quarterback in the draft if you don't have to give up future 1sts on top of it. Got another PFF mock draft machine mock here, and it starts with the 49ers moving up to pick 7 with the Detroit Lions, giving up a 3rd this year, a 2nd next year to go from 12 to 7 to select Trey Lance, quarterback from North Dakota State. And option B is the 49ers going up to get Zach Wilson a few picks earlier, they are going up to Atlanta's pick at pick 4 and giving up what looks to be a first next year and a third this year and selecting BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. I think that's more like it trade value-wise. I think you probably will have to give up a first to go from 12 to 4 to get your quarterback. And I like Zach Wilson a lot. You're giving up an extra first-round pick to get Wilson. You were not giving up an extra first-round pick to get Trey Lance. So I will side with the Trey Lance selection and go Lance at pick 7 after trading up with the Detroit Lions and keep that shiny first-round pick next year. All right, two more really quick. John wants to know, Kellen Mond or Jamie Newman as developmental backup quarterbacks? I've only seen a little bit of both. I liked what I saw from Kellen Mond at the Senior Bowl, so I think that was a big week for him, and he might have juiced himself up quite a bit to get into that day two range. I need to do more work to answer that one on both of those quarterbacks, but I wouldn't be super excited about either one right now. Fine developmental backups, but it depends on who your number one is there, because I wouldn't expect either one of them to back up Jimmy G this year in a scenario where if Jimmy got hurt, they could come in and lead the 49ers into the playoffs. So are they your third quarterback? Is there still a veteran? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? Are they backing up Deshaun Watson? You know, then it's a completely different conversation there. And let's go to JPatel311 to finish this off. He says, Watson in Seattle or Wilson in Seattle? Oh, that one's super easy. Wilson in Seattle. I love the in-house fighting that's going on in Seattle right now. Let that linger for a while. And Watson is, what, 7 years younger than Russell Wilson, so and maybe better. So you don't want to start that clock over and have your division rival with a younger, potentially even better version of Russell Wilson in Deshaun Watson there for 7 extra years longer than they're already going to have Russell Wilson, who's been a thorn in the side of the 49ers for a while. And it's just fun to, you know, look at your neighbors and watch them bicker, and we'll see how that turns out with Russell Wilson in Seattle. I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think they're going to trade Russell Wilson, but yeah, Watson in Seattle would be no fun. All right. Thanks, everybody, for your questions. Great stuff. Keep them coming to me on Twitter at BDPeacock. Email LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. I'll hit on some of those emails tomorrow with Nick Winkler since I avoided them all today. And I'll try to get a little bit of mailbag action all week long. I'll be talking with Pro Football Focus's Jeff Deeney on Wednesday's program. So if you have any PFF-related questions, let me know so I can relay those to Jeff on Wednesday's program. Be back tomorrow right here, Locked On 49ers.